Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Podcast listeners, Summer Jam Through the Years is a documentary-style podcast mini-series exploring four summer jams through four decades, hosted by me, Laura Styles. All episodes of our first season are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Check it out to hear stories from behind the scenes like Jay-Z and Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson!
The year Nicki Minaj refused to perform.
I know there's some chicks here waiting to sing Starships later. I'm not talking to y'all right now.
And how the show went on despite COVID and a hurricane. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Laura, tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Oh, wait. Laura's not ready to break my soul? You're not ready to break these souls. Or excuse me, uplift these souls. Because we don't break souls, right, B? You know I'm part of the Beehive. I read the memo. Call right now. 800-223-9777. You want to get out this Laura Never Loses on a Friday. The sun is out all weekend, y'all.
Yo, we got tickets to see Jack Harlow with City Girls at the Barclays Center on October 7th, okay? So get to the phones right now.
Yeah. That Beyonce ringing off. Hey, 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 hey. Party weekend, party Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Good Morning Friday vibes. We was just talking about how, well, I was saying how I fell asleep on Versus last night. Crazy. I wanted to see Omarion versus Mario too. I was ready for that. Super ready. See Omarion bust some dance moves.
I watched the DJ for a little while. He was very good.
Who they had, you know?
I don't remember who it was. When I was watching, he didn't say his name. But he was damn good. He definitely knew the assignment. Was playing.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, he was playing the R&B joints that, like, you know, real R&B heads were going to go crazy to. It was a good setup. Listen, you guys know me. I struggle with like a Mario to come up with how many joints Mario has.
Mario, yeah.
Yeah.
Omarion, not so much. When he hit that ice box, you know it's on.
That was fire.
Omarion's got a whole group history, too.
Yeah, right. Because all I can think about Mario is Let Me Love You.
Right.
And he Just
got
a Friend.
Some collabs and just a friend.
So was he struggling? We don't know.
We don't know. A lot of people were in that IG, though. I saw like 200,000 in there.
That's a good number. Doing a good number out here.
Exactly.
Yeah,
a lot of people watching the draft last night, though. There's a lot of things going on.
How did the Knicks do, man? I didn't watch that either.
Well, the Knicks handled the draft as if they have a lot of time to figure things out.
They didn't end up trading up and getting Ivy's.
No, they traded back.
Oh.
Right. It was just sort of the move of a team that like feels like they have time. They got two first picks next season. They got an extra first in 2025. And they were able to move Kemba Walker's contract.
Okay.
So they did some things, but it certainly wasn't the thing you're going to wake up today feeling excited about. Like, nothing happened last night that's changing this franchise immediately.
Right. I'm looking at who's trending from the draft. That's what I'm trying to figure out where the storylines are.
Well, you and I are on the same page. At 7:20, we got to talk about Paolo Banchero's jacket.
Oh, you saw my tweet? I
actually almost posted the same thing, but I was like, nah, let me not be mean to this kid. And then I saw you post. I was like, all right, I'm jumping in.
Yo, he's going to regret that.
Did he have diamonds all over his jacket?
It looked like he had some sort of pens, like something. He had some sort of decoration, Laura Stiles.
Okay.
It might actually give you goose pimples.
Oh. Right. It might gross you out. It was like spread out little bumps all over his jacket.
What's that thing called you have, Laura Stiles?
Rosenberg has it too. Why are you only pointing at me?
Nah, my lady got it too. What do y'all got?
Trypophobia.
Where when they see spores or even hear the word spores. See little bumps, like multiple little bumps in a cluster.
Honestly, it wasn't quite to that level, but it was just ugly.
It was spread out, some sort of bedazzled jacket with a excessive chain. He definitely wanted to be seen and remembered. How about that?
Absolutely.
There's no way he went into that like, nah, I'm just trying to do my
thing. Let me just throw this on.
Yeah, nah. What we got in the closet, this was planned out. He wanted to be seen, remembered, and unfortunately, he's going to be remembered as getting his butt in this morning. What team did he go to, Paolo Banchero?
Oh, he was a top three draft pick last night. Which number was he?
Oh, my Let's God. See. All right, he went hurry to, up, guys.
What logo is this? Oh, Orlando.
Yeah, he went to the Magic. There you go.
Chet Holmgren went to OKC at 2.
Rosenberg.
I'm not a believer in Chet Holmgren, by the way.
I wasn't either when I watched him. I always thought he looked
maybe,
a little.
Maybe the transition will happen to the NBA, but he's slow to me and skinny.
And he went to Gonzaga, let's be honest. That's part of it.
That part. All right, it's time. Let's get to the shenanigans.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Listen, man, we can't talk sports, Laura. What's the problem?
It just keeps going and going and going and going.
You should listen to my afternoon show. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. We got another light shot in
here. Listen, Paola. we tried to bring up the kids' fashion.
Paola.
Hey, what's up, guys? Paola. Good morning. Good morning,
Paola.
Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hola, hola.
Hola.
Hi, guys.
Hola. Who else we got?
Got Everett.
What's going on?
Peace to the God. Peace to the God. Everett. Paolo Bond. Speaking of Paola, there was a guy in the draft named Paolo. Did you know that, Paola?
I did not.
His name is Paolo Banchero.
Where's he from?
See how it all works together, Laura Stiles?
She said, where you from?
I think he's from Washington somewhere. His dad, I think, is Brazilian. I think his dad is Brazilian. But anyway, I think he grew up in the States, though, mostly. And he was the number one overall pick last night.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Big
so you're not feeling him, though? You didn't sound like you was feeling him, bro.
No. His clothes last night. His choice in attire last night, I think, is
today. Oh, I see.
His basketball skill level, I think he's phenomenal. People are trying to compare his physique to like a LeBron James, but his skill set, I don't believe he ain't that, not yet.
He no Curry. I'm a big Curry fan, so.
Of course you are.
Of course I am.
Of course you are. Yo, what are we giving away? Jack Harlow, City Girls, Brooklyn.
Yep. That's exactly what we're doing.
Oh, yes.
Paola, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura, I need you to come through, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to try.
All right, here we go. 6 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question.
Let's go.
Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right, here we go. All right, who asked the internet to stop saying Ebro?
Who asked the internet to stop saying
Three, two.
That her name was Carisha, one. Young Miami.
Incorrect.
That Westbrook calling Westbrook. Russell Westbrook.
Who asked the internet to stop saying he's better than Michael Jackson?
Oh, that would be Chris Brown.
He's the latest.
What is the capital of Finland?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura.
That would be Helsinki.
That is.
I've been there.
Is it Zinky or Sinky?
No, it's definitely Helsinki. She went Zinky.
Helsinki.
I never heard this.
She was there. 20 lawsuits pertaining to
Ebro.
Ebro. Said what? Ebro.
Okay.
You had to think about it? Wow.
I said Ebro.
Deshaun Watson, he paid him off, the accusers of his allegations.
That's a fact. What is the highest spiritual leader?
Ebro.
Laura.
Oh, highest spiritual leader. Gosh.
Three, too.
I know. The Dalai Lama?
Wow.
Yes?
Yeah.
Laura Styles, it was just lead up to Bet, to be specific.
That was
but
so
Laura
random.
Wins.
Laura wins.
It could have been.
Yay. Yay, Laura. Thank you, Laura.
We're going to go see Jack Harlow and the City Girls October 7th at the Barclays Center. Congrats.
Thank you, guys. Nice. Thank you. Love you, guys. Ebro, love you.
Oh, words like
oh
that?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Like that?
Jeez.
It's that good. It's healthy love. Healthy love. Oh, my healthy. Husband right. Listening in.
Okay, nothing toxic. Love you, too. Love you, too.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Rosenberg.
Oh,
what's that?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, thank you,
Rosenberg.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yo, it took 24 hours for Rosenberg to forget what was going on in his life. He was like, huh, what happened? What'd I do?
Adulations, what?
Congratulations, listen, I ain't do nothing.
Bye, Brent.
Listen, bye.
If you missed it, Rosenberg's getting married. He's engaged.
Congrats,
me too.
Rosenberg.
He proposed. Yo, you too, Everett?
Yes, July 23rd. Shout out to my fiance Nikia Clarita.
Yo,
getting married too.
And that's my birthday. We're united.
And so come on, you're invited.
On Mary Had a Little Lamb.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow! Congrats, bro.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Rosenberg, he really thinks you're showing up to his wedding.
Well, listen, and don't forget, Everett is the chicken and waffle truck guy, guys.
That's right.
Yes, that's me.
Oh, that's our guy. Appreciate you, Everett.
A Pattersonian. Right. A Patterson, New Jerseyan.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Everett, hang on. Oh, well, no, Everett, you lost. You got beat it.
See,
we love you, though.
Waffles is good, though. Waffles is good.
Waffles is cracking.
Damn good. Damn good.
Chicken and waffles. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, I will give you an update on the little TJ shooting. We'll discuss it all. Coming up next.
Seven minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
All right, I gotta be honest. I've never divulged this ever. Because I always was just like, yeah, you know what? It's not worth it. People love this song. There's so many things to love about More Money, More Problems. But Diddy and Mace on there, I got it. Bruh, when Mace gets to the end of, or is it Mace or Diddy gets to the end of their verse?
Diddy.
And just goes, yeah, 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 yeah. And just lays out at the end of the verse, it's always bothered me. Like, really, fam, you couldn't do two more lines?
This hasn't been covered enough by the hip-hop media. Why did Puff decide to quit with so little time left?
Yeah. Now, yo, the chop of the sample is incredible. Biggie's incredible. There's a lot there. I was never a big fan of the video either. I don't keep it on there. I wasn't a big fan of the video.
Of course you weren't. You ate everything super pop commercial.
Yo, at that time, shiny suit man and all of that mainstream glitz and glam. Oh, man, I couldn't take it.
It's actually, I liked the video more than I liked the song back then. I liked the little golf thing they did with Tiger. They're playing with Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
I kind of liked it.
Well, you're a Tiger Woods stan.
True, true, true.
You know what I'm saying? But
Puffy Woods. They called him Puffy Woods, though. I thought even that was a little lazy. I was like, all you come up with is Puffy Woods?
Well, I mean, after laying out on the verse going, yeah, 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 you might as well, just, you know what I'm saying, just start freestyling, being lazy after that. Why not?
Oh, God.
It's not covered enough. It needs to be. There's a lot of hip-hop with that we need to talk about where people, you're like, yo, why did that happen? Who said that was okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do we go? Now they're going to be looking at Paolo Banchero's
jacket.
Yeah, that's the next topic that needs to be covered. Because I do think Carmelo
issues.
And LeBron and like Jalen Rose look back at their draft their draft dress choices?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a given that the old, you know, if you go back and look at the late 90s, people were dressed like maniacs into the early 2000s. but like, people were in these gigantic suits.
I mean, that was what the Steve Harvey suits.
Crate out of control. But now,
oversized Steve Harvey suits. Crazy.
But now the kids are wearing, like, tighter suits, but weird suits. Like, they don't have any real particular fashion they're following. And then they also, the jewelry's so big. And it ends up looking like, Laura, if you were to watch it, it looks like little kids playing dress-up in their dad's closet.
But that's what it looked bad, like back in the late
it
90s,
did.
Though.
You're right. It's always that. Because the fact is, these are all children.
They are. You forget, right?
You forget. And then they're like, oh, you're 18. You look 5.
Yo, let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Style. Yeah, yeah.
Laura Style's got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Style's gonna put us on.
So just an update. We've been talking about Little TJ. For people who are just tuning in, Little TJ was shot multiple times in New Jersey. He had to go emergency surgery. Now fans and everyone has been hoping that he pulls through, and it seems like there's a good chance he will, but the road to recovery might be a long one. So the latest update on Lil TJ comes from TMZ, who said that he was still unconscious following the surgery, and that there's no movement in his body except for, like, his legs. But, you know, this, I mean, he just got out of surgery, guys. Let's just give him some time. But
give him some time, man.
Police also confirmed that the man that they arrested, Mohamed Konate, he was apprehended. But there's video now where, this is like a movie, where they dropped his body off on the grounds outside the hospital because he was hurt. And he's being charged with 3 counts of first-degree attempted murder.
Just him?
No, 2 other people.
2 other people, but they're not saying who those people are.
Not yet. I think little by little they're getting the information out. But
terrible story, man.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy outside. It's crazy
really
outside.
Is.
It's crazy outside. You gotta be careful. And you know, yesterday, speaking of gun violence, you saw what the Supreme Court said. That laws like New York State's law about open carry concealed carry and leaving the house with your gun is unconstitutional. So there's a challenge against New York State's law. You know, in New York State, you can't carry a gun unless you have, like, you can prove, and it's so hard to prove in New York State why you would need a reason to carry a gun.
Right, unless you're, like, dealing diamonds, or I don't even know if that's even, I don't know.
Yeah, it's so hard to prove it or to get that permit. They're saying that's unconstitutional. It's been challenged.
So what now? So people
Kathy Hochul, the governor of the state, I'm sure other legislators and lawmakers are going to be battling it. They got to battle it now and figure out what that means.
Bro.
And this is right after the state of New York just passed and made it harder for people to get, you know, assault weapons and made the gun laws even stricter here in New York State.
Yep.
Crazy.
Supreme Court is a mess. It's a mess.
Well, you know, next month I think it is that they go at the Roe v. Wade situation.
Yep. But in other news, during the Louis Vuitton Men's Fashion Show in Paris, Kendrick Lamar was performing. You can Google some of the videos. But it was actually a beautiful tribute to Virgil. And I'm watching some of the clips right now, and he was sitting next to Naomi Campbell as he performs in an oversized suit and a thorn crown.
That's right.
But
he's died for the hip-hop sins.
Yeah, full Jesus vibes.
You know what I'm saying? The sins of hip-hop.
You really don't see Kendrick just pop up anywhere, so for Virgil, he was right there.
Absolutely, and he was performing this. Turn this up.
The couch, took off the Wi-Fi.
He's
take
saying,
off the
this, while,
take
he's
off
saying
the
this while the fashion, while the models are walking down in their high fashion. Listen. So he's saying this, and Rosenberg, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but based on the shoes that Kendrick was wearing, he's never coming back to our show.
I heard you say that earlier.
He's not. There's times in an artist's trajectory to superstardom when you see them start to, like, sit a certain way. Like when Andre 3000 started sitting with his legs crossed like he was a you know, like some sort of professor at an Ivy League college.
Yeah.
It's a rap.
You know, so,
I mean, listen, Ebro's
Kendrick was sitting
facts.
Like this. Kendrick was sitting with his legs crossed. You know that leg cross? Like, I can't even cross my legs like that because my thighs is too big. His legs was crossed, and he had on, like, cowboy boots with some sort of metal on the toe.
And the Jesus crown.
We never seen Kendrick ever again.
I already haven't talked to him in 3 years. He's on,
you know,
he's on the path.
He's off. He's gone. And not that he don't love us. He's just like, it's above us now is the point.
It's above us. Wow. That's your flashy light report.
The real answer is when you got expensive underwear on, you could get your gonad situation where you can cross your legs like that. My underwear ain't good enough.
That's facts.
Got to have expensive underwear. Got them sitting up high.
Get your underwear game up.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Good morning. You know, you may have some tough things going on in your world, man. You may have stayed up late last night and watched Sammy Pleasure P. Ray J. argue about singing One Wish. It may have happened. You may have some personal things going on that just are really dragging you down. But you've made a great decision today. You have locked into Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. That was Cast One with 97 minutes of music and the brother Shawnee Culture.
Yo.
Spreading the positive vibes. All of these things are great. But the one thing that should make you smile is the fact that this weather right now is looking fabulous outside for the next several days.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
What are we, 3 days into the summer?
Yeah. Yep.
And if after all of those positive items I just gave you, you still have a frown on your face, I got something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Listen, I wore cross colors. I wore two baggy jeans. I wore two big T-shirts. I got my hair cut in funny styles. Three cuts in the eyebrow trying to wild out.
Facts.
We've all been there.
Nothing to worry about.
We made mistakes as young people. Specifically, hair and fashion mistakes. Laura Stiles damn near took all her eyebrows out.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
It's close. So happy they came back.
Girls used to run around with no eyebrows out here and just draw it on with a pencil.
I never drew them on.
Laura used to go through 4 cans of Aquanet just to go to school in the morning.
Facts.
That's right.
We all had moments. You know what I'm saying?
I once was so desperate to wear a pair of Guess jeans that I found at the discount store that I bought them even though they had the red logo on them, which means it was for women.
So,
we've all done it.
We've all done it, fam. We've all done it. But last night at the NBA draft, it happened again to a young man. He was the first round pick. And he decided that he was going to go out wearing this.
Nothing to worry about.
It's so bad.
What is that?
What?
It's so bad. Like everything about it. It's a blue jacket that looks like it has little pins all over it with diamonds on it.
It's
a butterfly
horrible.
Collar. Straight brimmed hat. The whole look is just
well. The hat they just handed to him.
True.
And unfortunately, he's got a lot of hair, so the hat wasn't gonna fit on his head.
Right.
Clean.
So the hat can't even get on your head.
Yeah. But the suit didn't help you out. His name, Paolo Banchero.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Seemingly great kid out of Duke University. I mean, he's still living off the congratulations he played himself for losing to the UNC Tar Heels.
I mean, listen, he did just go number one overall in the NBA draft.
That's a win.
That's worth a regular congratulations.
That's right.
But then the outfit gets a second congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now, Laura, does this outfit give you the skeevies? What's the condition you have?
It's a bit, a little bit, yeah.
It's close?
Yeah, a little bit. The trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, nah, he's going to regret that. He'll look back on that moment like, damn. By the way, my nephew, he just graduated from University of Oregon. And, you know, the big glasses walking through graduation with the big sunglasses, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Jewelry on, gold teeth in his mouth.
Gold teeth.
The kid's got to learn time and place, man. And we all had to do it. We all had to do it with the fashion and the expression. Laura Stiles, what's all your congratulations? You played yourself, Liz.
Well, it's not going to be a surprise to you guys, but, you know, still. The so there's a young man, and I'm sorry, I don't know. The first time I've heard of him because I'm not on TikTok.
Okay.
But he, and I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing his name incorrectly. I think it's Kaby Lamay. He's from Senegal. He's Senegalese.
Okay.
I love Kaby.
So Kaby is super popular on TikTok, and now he is the most followed TikToker in the world.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So the New York Post, the trash-ass Post, decides to announce this, and listen to this headline. It's a picture of Kaby and a picture of Charlie D'Amelio. It says, laid off factory worker unseats Charlie D'Amelio as top TikTok star.
D'Amelio.
They don't even use his name. They call him a laid-off factory worker.
Yo.
Wow.
Yo, now.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I'm assuming this kid is black?
Yes.
Yo, the rabbit hole I've gone down recently of seeing what TikTok does, not rewarding black kids for how much they're setting trends on TikTok, but B, working overtime in other countries. Yo, I saw some videos, guys, of kids in Africa singing things that are popular on TikTok in China that'll send you around the bend. And everybody says, oh, it's just the algorithm and it's what people are engaging with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's bad. And then to hear that headline like that.
Bro, I can't.
Yo, listen, it's why I don't go on TikTok. I have an account, and I have yet to spend any real time on TikTok.
But this is more of the New York Post, because people don't understand. Like, they forget that the New York Post is a conservative newspaper. It's very right-leaning, but straight up, this is straight just racist, fam. You can't even use this kid's name? Laid-off factory worker? Come on, give him the button 10 times. This is so bad.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Maybe they ran out of characters. So they had to choose between the compelling headline of laid off factory worker and his real name.
Well, I mean, honestly, it doesn't really work as a headline with just his name. They're including that because that is the story to them. If you read it, that is the story, that a guy who was working in a factory now is the number one guy on TikTok. So, like, I hear what Laura's saying, but at the same time, it's the New York Post. They have zero credibility, so I understand that part.
Congratulations.
But they're trying to, that is the point of the story, if you look at it.
And then the other side of the argument is what, that the D'Amelio kid, everybody knows that person's name?
Charlie D'Amelio has been famous off of this for, like, the last 5 years. Yeah. She was the number one person on TikTok for the first, like, 4 years it existed, I guess. He's only 18 years old, by the way. He's 22 years old, and he has 143 million followers.
Well, hit the button again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because this is what, and now this is what kids are aspiring to do. But wasn't it a couple years kids were aspiring to be YouTubers, and now they want to be TikTokers? That's the latest thing. I want to be a TikToker. I want to be a YouTuber. Do people make money like that off TikTok?
I mean, listen, if you have 140 million followers, you're making money.
No, but do you mean do people who are like smaller influencers make money there?
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I know with YouTube, they put ads against what you do on YouTube, and if you have the engagement or whatever, you can make a couple of dollars. I don't know how money's made unless it's made through like brands sponsoring you and things like that on TikTok.
Right, which would require then you have to get really big in order for them to...
Or be a part of an agency or some sort of collective or something, and you get some money like that. I don't know.
It says here on a basic search on Google, it says to receive TikTok payout, you have to have at least 10,000 followers.
So there are people making money.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, get your money. Get your money. I ain't gonna hate on that. But New York Post, you get the butt.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
I mean, I have to do it. It's not pleasant. But Caesar from Black Ink.
What happened, man?
He's the center of the entire Black Ink crew situation, which is now like 10 seasons, multiple cities. It's a huge thing. And he has now been let go by VH1. And the upcoming season, of course, they're still going to run the upcoming season they shot. The upcoming season will be his last after security video was released of him beating a dog with a chair outside of his home.
What, like a folding chair? Like it was like he was doing a wrestling move?
Like a metal folding chair on a small dog. He kicks the dog at first, then he grabs the chair, and then he starts beating the dog with the chair.
And what was Caesar's response to all of this, to this video and people seeing this video?
Laura, has there been an official response from him? I saw he just muted his comments and stuff.
Right. I don't know if it's officially from him, but I saw something floating around from like a spokesperson. So I don't
his lawyer. No, his lawyer told TMZ. I'm sorry, Laura. Here it is.
Okay.
His lawyer, Walter Mosley, told TMZ, quote, "There is no police involvement. The video is old. It was shot at his residence in Atlanta during COVID."
Like it makes a difference.
I don't know if that helps, fam. Hit the button.
Hit the button.
Congratulations.
Hit the button on your lawyer.
You played yourself. Congratulations.
Yo, man, why y'all bringing up old stuff? He hasn't beaten his dog like that in at least a year.
Yo. So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
That ain't it.
Wow.
And I just with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. I just ran into him a few months ago. Was like, yo, man, you should come up and do the show. Blase, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, wow, you invited a dog abuser up here to the show?
Well, I didn't know then that he was a dog abuser. Wow, the invitation Rosenberg, has officially been rescinded.
Man. Wow. Damn, man. Damn, Caesar, damn. On the way, Curved and 97 minutes of commercial-free music right now with Cast One. Cast One just came back from where they shot Game of Thrones, man. He was walking right down through Dubrovnik, where they were like, shame, shame, and they was throwing doo-doo on the lady.
Mm. Yes, sir. Swinging Valerian steel out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, whoa. You saw the Valerian steels?
I bought some Valerian steel back.
You know just what I mean? So fire, Cass.
Was that Westeros, right? That was Westeros.
Well, no, that was King's Landing.
King's Landing, there you go. King's Landing
was out there with the Red Keep and the dragons and all that good stuff.
And do they have like a Game of Thrones tour out there? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they do. I guess what? I went on it. Hit me with the button.
Wow, really? it was tight though. You said.
Congratulations.
It was tight. It was kind of nerdy. It was tight. Kind of nerdy.
Listen, fam. Listen,
my wife was there like, yeah, listen, my wife is on the tour. She's never watched an episode of Game of Thrones ever. And she was like, you guys are losers, man.
Yo, shout out to your wife. I've been on that tour. I'm with you, Cass. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. We made it to Friday together. We love y'all. Thank you for locking in.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, Ebro in the morning. You with us. We riding together, man. Friday. I don't know what's going on with Lupe Fiasco and Rosenberg. Lupe got a new album out today. Listen to this audio. Yo, it's Ebro. It's Laura. Rosenberg is, so, yeah, he doodling on himself somewhere. Got a, he's got a, Rosenberg. What's that called?
Ebro.
No, I'm serious.
He's got a colonoscopy.
He's got a colonoscopy. He's old now. We getting old. People getting colonoscopy.
That's why he's not here. He don't want to smoke.
Smoke why?
With me.
Why? Y'all still got?
Yeah.
About what?
Because I will never let it stop.
Which one?
All of them.
More than one
issue? That's why he's not here. I know how this industry works. Be ducking fades.
But really, he does have a colonoscopy.
I'm not saying he doesn't, but it's just.
He planned it. Opportune.
It's an opportune moment to not sit.
No, but why do you and Rosenberg got smoke for each other, though?
He knows why. Don't you, Rosie?
But tell us why, because
Peter,
we don't know.
Was it Paul? One of those biblical figures. Huh?
We don't know.
I know. He knows.
I don't think he knows.
He knows.
Somebody who works here lives a man life.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
yeah.
On some like.
That's a separate convo. Separate convo. I don't know why that was there.
So wait, Rosenberg, what's going on here?
I do not. He said he knows. He bleeping knows. I do not know. I mean, I know that we've had our little disagreements over the years.
I thought he was mad because you went hard. The last thing I really remember, which dawned on me after the combo, was him calling you a Kendrick Lamar scrotum grappler, but using other words.
Yes, there was that interview. That was 2014. I looked yesterday. 2014, there was that Kendrick interview where he came after me, basically for me being such a Kendrick guy.
But he also, remember that Heat Rock record he dropped that one time, Thot 9-7?
Remember that?
I forgot, too, during the interview. That joint was fire, though. But my point being is, yo, that record was hard. My point being, Lupe's a troll, man. He's a contrarian troll.
I mean, I guess. I
don't really think it's real between y'all.
Well, it can't be real for me because I don't know what it's about. I mean, obviously, that didn't make me feel great to hear him talking like in that tone. You know, the little rosy, he knows what it is, the industry, blah, blah, ducking a fade. Like, yeah, bro, I live in New York City. Now, how long it takes to get a colonoscopy appointment? You think I based it around Lupe Fiasco's schedule? Get the bleep out of here, bro. That is, my joint was scheduled. I didn't know I was ducking anything because I didn't know he was mad at me. Now, had I known, maybe I would have ducked it. But I don't even know what he said.
I believe in you, Rosenberg. If you would have known it was going to be a little smoke, you would have rescheduled your colonoscopy.
By the way, you're probably right. It's probably the opposite. I would have been like, all right, I got to do
from
this.
From the colonoscopy.
Yeah, I would have called him like, I got to deal with this because this is something going on. But yeah, listen, a few years ago we had a little thing on Twitter and then he called me and we talked on the phone. And when it ended, I didn't walk away from it thinking anything was bad. It sort of dawns on me now, maybe it's just a collective of over time. We've had enough things happen that he just doesn't like me, which I'm good with.
Well, that's
it's
what he said.
Good.
He said it was a collective of things.
Yeah, he did.
Like he didn't identify one thing. He said it's many things.
He said it's many things. And he also said, I'm never letting it go. Well, listen, bro, we're both in our 40s. You don't want to let it go? That's on you, bro. I'm good. So whatever, I'm not mad at Lupe at all. I think he's a great talent. If he wants to be mad at me over things we beefed about years ago, this could go back to me calling him out for the not knowing the Tribe lyrics at the Hip Hop Honors 15 years ago.
Oh
my gosh.
Lupe, you didn't know Tribe's lyrics?
Well, Ebro, you can't bring it up now. This is old, very old.
Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo, John, what up, fam?
That was fun to sing, but he's actually not here, guys.
Oh.
Oh, he's not.
It's guess DJ Cast One.
He traded a John for a John.
We got another John. Wait, so is it now we've entered the summertime?
Mm-hmm.
And we can only have one at a time. Is that what's going on?
Wow.
I've never heard that one, man. It's been, you know, I've heard a lot of Juan jokes. The Juan at Juan time, that takes the cake.
Hey,
it's
pretty Juan good, at, we can only have Juan at a time.
Juan at a time.
You can be smarter than Cast One. It's fairly simple to also. Surprisingly, Cast One's highly intelligent, but for some reason, when it comes to games, terrible. Especially
trivia.
This game
sucks. Anyway, listen, if you do happen to be smarter than me, you can win a pair of 3-day passes to Rolling Loud September 23rd through 25th at Citi Field. You can see Nicki Minaj, Future, ASAP Rocky, and more. And they also have a layaway plan for $19.99 this weekend only. Visit RollingLoud.com for more details.
Okay. Let's get this popping.
One on point.
We got Alasia on the phone. Alasia.
Hi.
How art thou?
I am good. How is everybody this morning?
We're blessed today. You headed to work? You're at the crib? What's going on?
I'm at the crib.
Okay, cooling. Enjoy. Make sure you get outside today. Get some of the sunshine, though. It's beautiful outside.
Okay.
Beautiful. Answer this question super fast so you can be smarter than Cast Juan.
Okay, let's see if you can get this one. All right. Today is National UFO Day.
What?
All right.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
So can you tell us, what does ET stand for?
What?
Extraterrestrial.
Boom.
Yeah.
Somebody told her that.
She's good.
She's good. She's good. All right. DJ John.
It could stand for every time.
I mean, DJ Cast One.
Whoa, hey, yo.
Wait, this is, come on.
What was the original working title for ET?
Come on, Entertainment fam. Tonight. Come on. Let's give it up. That's
there you
it.
Go, there you go.
That's
there
a good
go.
Answer. You didn't specify. That's a good answer.
It was A Boy's Life. Another title was E.T. and
Me. The movie. Oh.
It's National UFO Day.
Come on, man.
You thought you was talking about Entertainment Tonight.
Me too. You know what I'm saying? TV for a long time.
Alasia,
you going to Rolling Loud. You in the building, 3-day passes. They are yours. And for everybody
Thank
else
so
out there
much.
That can't afford 3-day passes, they got layaway for $19.99. Go to RollingLoud.com. It's the last week for $19.99. I think next week they're going to be going with, what, $29.99, right? Because the first week was $9.99, then they upped it. Yeah. Alasia, you roll that loud?
Yes. Thank you so much.
That's why your ass stuck in the house right now. You probably wake and bake.
Oh, no, I don't wake and bake.
Okay. Stay focused out here. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles, Alasia, hang on.
All right, coming up in a flashing lights report, a big addition to the BET Awards. I'll give you some details on what's going down coming up in flashing lights.
Cast One. 97 minutes commercial. Rosenberg, are you sure we're going to talk about a colonoscopy again today?
Am I sure?
Are you sure that's what we're going to do again today?
No.
I think it's a good idea because I think that it needs to be normalized.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's how we'll normalize it.
Right.
I'll tell you guys the story of it. You and Shawnee will make, and Cass will make immature jokes, probably related to me having things near my butt and my mouth.
That's right.
And
that will be our way of normalizing it. The colonoscopy part, I was saying we should normalize. The fact that you went in there and was like, yo, I want to do that, and I want y'all to go down my throat the same day and the same time. That's what we're going to make fun of. You got to space
chose,
this stuff.
You chose
yeah,
that?
Man. You got to space this stuff out, man.
Spoken like someone who's never... Laura's had to go to sleep before for the endoscopy.
Yes.
If there's a situation in which you're going to need one and you're going to need both... Why would you want to go back and experience it
it's
again?
Not
I'm
fun.
Asleep. Get it done. I'm going to sleep. They didn't use the same tube.
You sure?
No, but I hope not. I didn't.
Now did they do it at the same time?
No. It was back to back. They can't
do
it at the same time.
How do you know? You were asleep.
Because they got to use the screen to see what's happening. It's a camera. So they do the colonoscopy.
So they use the same camera.
I can't believe you're explaining this.
So they wipe it off?
No, the same monitor.
That's a lot.
To view it.
Rosenberg,
listen,
I'm proud of you. You did the right thing by going to get checked out to make sure that you're good.
Oh, I'm proud of him, too. Yeah. I'm just
and by the way,
we got radio
remember,
content.
Ebro's the oldest man here. He should have been there first.
That's right. That's a fact.
Ebro's the one who's behind. I'm ahead of schedule. I went in early. Now, you want to make fun of me again? You want to make fun of me again? You say, well, Rosenberg couldn't even wait. He had to get in early. That's the joke.
Now, did they have you arch? You told us yesterday they had you arch your back. Like, you put the gown on, and they was like, yo, arch your back a little bit.
Bang up. Wait, what?
Why? Yo, why are you like this?
They said, man. Poke it out.
Wait, you know what? By the way,
let me get that play the Wale.
It was more. It was more poke it out.
Is what it was.
Wow. Yo, they did tell me lift your knees up so you could kind of poke it out. You gonna
lie? You gonna poke it out. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no ceiling. Get fired. Poke it out. Stick it out. Wait, hold on.
Stick it out.
They told you stick it out. So yo, let's go. Flash your lights. Laura Styles.
You got a little butt, so what? Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Oh, lights. You ready for the flash in your
life? And Laura Styles can put us on. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
So Lil Wayne is added to the list of superstars, taking the stage for the 2022 BET Awards. Now, this is a thing because, you know, Wayne recently had to get out of a couple of festivals. He wasn't allowed, or he had issues with Governor's Ball in New York, the Strawberries and Cream Festival in the UK. But now he will be at the BET Awards. Now, the show will be live from the Microsoft Theater in L.A. Taraji P. Henson will be the host. Jack Harlow, Lizzo, Chance the Rapper, many more will perform. As for the actual trophies, Doja Cat leads all artists with 6 nominations, followed by Drake and Ari Lennox, Kendrick Lamar, and several others. So it's going down Sunday night, 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. So we're all going to tune in. It should be a great show.
That's right. You have a family obligation. It's a tradition. One of the best award shows on television. Easy. BET Awards. For sure.
And remember, I voted this year. So if you're happy with how it went, then thank me. And if it was bad, blame someone else. A lot of other voters out there.
Lots.
Oh, guys, did any of you get a chance to watch the Omarion versus Mario versus?
Yo, man, I'm mad, man. I fell asleep early, man. I was tired.
Same.
But now, King Louis said it was spicy. He said Omarion tightened up. Sammy and Ray J and them was mad. Or at least Sammy was and Pleasure P.
Was someone on stage eating watermelon and passed it to fans to finish it? I'm like, doesn't look that sanitary.
What? I mean, things get crazy, man.
That's crazy.
Omarion did that. Oh, man.
Yeah, how are you going to be the opening act and get into a fight?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I see Ray
It wasn't
J,
a real
was
fight.
Really
it
upset.
Just got spicy, right?
I mean, it wasn't a real, like, fight, but it was spicy. It was definitely spicy.
It was passionate. It was passionate.
Ray, they were trying to play Ray J, say that he couldn't sing. They were singing his records, like, over him, trying to sing them better. And Ray J, who's oddly walking around with his, like, 2.5-year-old son, who was... I'm guessing the age, Ebro, but it was a big kid he was walking around with while singing. And his performance just vocally was not...
Who's this?
Great. Ray J.
I mean, Ray J isn't the best singer. He's not his sister, Brandy.
He's not Brandy.
But he's got some hits. Let's not act like he don't got some hits. He got some hits. But Omarion and Mario... I'm looking at clips right now of them, and it looks like they had a great time. A lot of handshakes, a lot of hugging.
There you go.
Talking about the era they grew up in without social media. You know
what
I mean?
Well, they're close. Omarion and Marion.
Omarion got fire, B. And Mario got some joints, so they both got joints. I'm glad it went down, and it sucks that I missed it.
That's your Flesh and Lights report. The time is 8:04, high of 80 degrees today.
alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Yo, there's a new French Montana album that Ebro in the Morning is featured on. On a record with the with the late, great Chinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Go get that Montega. Shout out to Harry Fraud, too. We're going to play that coming up. We're going to play a couple of cuts off that. Plus, throw on that Icebox. You know I need to. Yo, that Omarion? Woo! Why not? It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg Friday vibes. Let's get it.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
So, versus last night, Omarion versus Mario. All I'm seeing is people wondering why they bringing out watermelons. I think the watermelons were supposed to be some sort of metaphor for, you know, the sexual act of, you know what I'm saying?
Got you.
You know what I mean? Giving top to a woman.
Okay.
I think. I'm guessing. Because it was Omarion that was doing it. And he handed it to his hype man and was like, yo, we got to practice. And they was doing it like mad sexy, eating watermelons.
And then he gave it to his fans and they ate it.
The same one he was eating?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, bro.
See, y'all got into a fire.
Right, like,
it was already far. Now y'all got into a fire.
You know, Rona's out there. Monkeypox is out there.
What we doing, fam? What are we doing? But my question for the show and the team, because I saw this assertion on the internet. Has Versus jumped the shark? Has it gone too far?
Gone too far. Laura, is this the first time that they did teams?
This is the first time I recall that there was like a tag team match before the main event where they went full, you know, WrestleMania with it.
Right.
This is right up Rosenberg's alley.
Right. Here's the problem. I'm not the person, because I know I'm not considered to be a hardcore R&B fan. But some of these matchups are... It's not that the event itself has jumped the shark. Versus still has a lot of legs and could still be fire. Are people going to be that hyped off Omarion and Mario? Well, I'm just being honest. Like,
everything they do on Versus is not going to have the same reach.
But there definitely is an audience, of course.
And recently, Chris Brown even left the door open for a potential Versus. When he was on Drink Champs, I believe, with Nori, he said, and you know, that's the R&B one that you would definitely tune into, Rosenberg.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, who would, the only person you'd want for Chris Brown would probably be Drake. Oh, or Usher. Yeah.
And that
Chris Brown, Usher would be something. That would be something worth watching. The hard part for me with Omarion and Mario is I think of the original format, 20 hits straight up. It's hard for me to think of 20 hits in a battle between Omarion and Mario.
Yes.
It's just hard to picture that.
But Chris Brown, Usher, we back focus.
Chris Brown, Usher would be the biggest one ever. But I'm not getting my hopes up for that. But that would be fire. And the dancing?
I think Chris, if Chris Brown is open to it, I think Usher would do it.
You think so? I don't know why I don't think Usher would do it.
I mean, he seems like he likes to have fun.
Yeah,
Usher, right? Like,
Usher's you see him roller skating. I was just roller skating. Usher was just in New York City roller skating.
He might be like, I'm down.
Meek Mill. We was just roller skating, and he performed. Like, jumped on the stage and performed in roller skates. Like,
but that doesn't That doesn't mean that he would want to do this sort of battle format, because people still do see it as not wanting to take an L. That is still a real thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I mean,
you have to, like, Chris Brown, I think, is down for it. Chris Brown's the kind of guy who is up for a scrap in that way. I don't know that everyone's built for that.
Listen, if it were to happen, I will be tuned in, because it would be amazing. Yeah.
Well, and I think what we've come to conclusion here is, while Omarion and Mario and Omarion as hype man eating watermelons feels like Versus jumped the shark and has gone too far.
Wow.
And Sammy's up there arguing about his movies, and you got Pleasure P and Ray J arguing and singing each other mad because Pleasure P sings One Wish better than Ray J or whatever the hell happened last night. The truth is, the truth is, if it was Chris Brown and Usher, everybody agrees Versus is back focused.
If they wait, get so right you're saying headlines. So you're saying if you have two A-list music stars, you're in business. And if you have Pleasure P and Sammy, you're not in the same business. Yeah, I think that's a safe. Yo, Sammy, with all due respect, is a straight up music trivia question. That's not even someone people think about. I'm sorry. Sammy, someone here on the show besides Cast One, tell me the name of the Sammy single that came out.
Fam, I had to Google who Sammy was.
He was a little kid R&B kid. He had a record called I Like It, I think. And he was, but it went away fast. So like,
according to King Louie, Sammy got mad last night. I need King Louie in the room to tell me why Sammy was pissed off.
He said Sammy wanted his respect last night.
Wow. He was tight.
Well.
Yo. I mean, it's tough, man. Poor Sammy. He's getting that movie money. Didn't he have a record with Soulja Boy?
Yeah, Kiss Me Through the Phone. He was on the hook.
He's the hook of Kiss Me Through the Phone? That's a big one.
Yo, play that Sammy real quick. Run that joint, B. You got some Sammy in your Serato?
You ain't got no Sammy in your Serato is crazy. We can do the thing. You want me, girl.
We can do the thing. You want me, girl. We can see? Sammy!
Did my thing for her. She joining with me. Now we getting groovy. Hotter than jacuzzi. So shorty, won't you slow down?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I asked for Kiss Me Through the Phone because I actually wanted to hear the hit.
Not this?
Why are you playing with me, man? Why at 8:21 in the morning are you playing with me, bro?
Yo, listen, man. No disrespect my Sammy set, all right?
My Sammy set. Yo, Sammy gonna come fight us, bro. Get that man. You saw how tight he was last night. I don't want him with that man.
Ooh, this is Sammy.
Sammy sounding like something. Turn that up.
He was up there doing a versus.
I ain't gonna hold you. Pleasure P and what was the group? Pretty Ricky? I never understood why the whole group was called Pretty Ricky to this day. Sammy.
That's the Sammy I know.
That's Sammy?
You don't want
that was Sammy.
So back to Pleasure P and Pretty Ricky. They had hits too. Pretty
Having
Ricky was
hits,
out here moving.
Having hits is not the same as being a star, though. It's just not.
No, true. That's you're right. You're right. No, I'm not. And without a doubt, Rosenberg. But that's why they were the warm-ups.
Right.
Does anybody on this show know why they were called Pretty Ricky? And it was five of them.
Still lost.
All right.
This was the joint, though.
Hard.
The name was taken from a character on the show Martin.
And you thought you would call your R&B group that?
Pretty Ricky. Yep. Shawnee, you could have gotten me on Black-ish Wednesday with this one. I would have come up short on
this
Pretty Ricky.
This song right here?
You don't know this one?
You never heard this?
I've heard it, but I wouldn't have been able to call it out as Pretty Ricky.
Right.
Whenever I see them trending and everyone talks about them, I feel like I missed it completely. I was like, I don't really remember this moment.
You're too old for it.
What year was it?
This is
07.
Oh, yeah. You wasn't paying attention to
this. This is the R&B of the ringtone era. I was very out.
Right.
And before I started on air here, forget it. I was a rep.
Turn that back up. Join Hall. 97 minutes of commercial-free Pretty Ricky right now.
97
minutes? No, we're going, yo, Cass, you better get on. Better start downloading.
Yeah, put this on repeat.
Get on YouTube quick.
Yo, this record was hard. Yo, play that Omarion Entourage real quick, though.
Come on now.
Now, that's something.
Listen, Omarion, another one. Now, Omarion's not Chris Brown or Usher.
No.
But didn't they just do a platinum tour or something that sold out like 60-some dates, B2K and all that? Omarion, yeah, they yeah. move out here.
No, B2K was different. We're talking about superstar status for B2K at the time.
The Gurus are next.
This and Touch. This and Touch were
crazy. Oh, 97 minutes of Omarion right now.
There we go.
All right.
Commercial free Omarion. You gotta put that Mario in there, that Let Me Love You in there, too. Yo, Shawnee, we finger pointing in the club to this. We finger pointing in the club.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta do the finger point.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's time for the Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com, where the gurus get together to guide you in your toughest paths. Life gets hard. The gurus will be there to help me out here, Shawnee.
To make everything clear.
Sure,
when
fine.
When the path is tough, the gurus will make it less rough.
That's right.
Shut up.
That's right.
Burn the sage, Shawnee. Rosenberg.
When you're in a rage, burn the sage.
Lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs us.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. That is how you reach the gurus. Send one this weekend. We'll get to it next week. TheGuruLaura at gmail.
Must be slow for the gurus, eh?
No, I actually have plenty, but I'm trying to stay stockpiled. Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Am I wrong for ending an otherwise good 7-year relationship all because he made me feel insecure from flirting with IG models on their pictures? He said it was nothing, but I said numerous times how it made me feel. So he went as far as creating new IG pages so he can flirt with these models with the hopes of me not finding out. We're both 29 years old from Newark, New Jersey. Don't know why we needed that part, but it's in there. And that's it.
I just want to say early, you're not wrong.
No.
No, especially when you told him how it makes you feel, and then he went ahead and created more profiles to be sneaky. No, you're not wrong.
That's OD, bro. That's OD, bro.
I just want to hear. Shawnee said, I just want to hear what Shawnee's even going to say.
Damn.
Because I'm saying if that's the only thing that was wrong, 7 years, and everything else was good, you could be wrong.
No, because they're 29. That's why she threw that in there. She got time to re-up.
Mm-hmm. She got time, and the clock is ticking.
And at 29, if you're seeing this type of behavior on somebody you've been with since you was 22, now's the time to get out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's in the last throes.
You've been completely honest about how it makes you feel. And homeboy was saying, you know what, let me make some incognito.
Right. I mean, look, I'm not saying that she,
no.
that she isn't, that I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just throwing an extra piece in there that if that was the only thing and he was a great guy and everything else fit, but he was a flirt.
Yeah, but Shawnee, sometimes that's the level at which he was ODing on the IG model
with
thing.
With the sneak.
Fam, if he was doing this for IG, making fake accounts for IG, that's a crazy red flag. That's just the beginning. Come on, man.
Definitely red
flag. IG, that means that means, you know, his sidebar game is not even, it's on another level. Next level, if he's making fake pages just to look at IG, man.
And right.
Also, his only fake page. How about that?
And she wasn't even tripping. Like, It was so he could flirt, so he could leave comments. It wasn't right. That he was like, she didn't say, oh, he liked a photo or like right. Double Tap's photos. She said flirting with IG models.
You guys know how I feel about IG that models. Also anyway.
That's disrespectful, man.
Wait, how do you feel, Rosenberg?
It's just so corny. Being in the comments of people you don't know to just be like, hey, sexy, that's great. Bring it on. Ooh, yeah. What a... You seem like a simp at the strip club. I can't even take it. So there's a double whammy to me. Is number one, he went behind your back and made fake accounts. That's a bad sign. And disrespected the simple wishes you had. And number two, it's just kind of corny, honestly.
I don't know. I think we all agree that you were right. Yeah, you told him how you felt, and he continued to make it worse. He made it worse by
making
the fake accounts.
Now, I'm not a guru. I'm a shaman. And, you know, my spidey senses is telling me the reason you're emailing us is because he's been texting you trying to get back and you're thinking about it.
Yeah, she's
and you're likely going to end up back with him.
She's girl, wondering move on.
If she jumped
you're 29.
Out,
you're
out
young.
The window. That's what I'm saying is.
Oh, wait, Shawnee. Hold on real quick. At 29, what your tone sounds like is at 29 years old, she should just give up because she's too close to the end of the road?
No. I'm not saying that. I know that her clock is ticking, and she didn't give us enough. That's all I'm saying. That's the only reason I'm giving
what else
even
she
an extra.
To give?
I mean, maybe she's insecure. Maybe she's also just insecure. He's bad too. I'm not taking
her
anything
insecure.
He's crazy.
He made
her insecure. That are making her insecure. Yes.
Yes.
Imagine your partner.
Wow,
you're telling her, "Yo, don't write under these dudes'
IG." It sounded like Laura
want to
kick Shawnee off the guru.
And then
right?
She's like, so she creates fake accounts to
this
continue.
Might be the final straw. Shawnee's up
all of that is horrible. Look, shaman, stop trying to jump in.
Listen, all I can do is predict the future. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I'm the shaman.
All I'm saying is, as a guru, still giving Rosenberg a little bit quiet, benefit bro. Of the doubt because mm-hmm. she didn't give us tons of information, and she could also be a very insecure person in general. He is bad. What he is doing is wrong. But she's just asking
some
questions.
This victim blaming is crazy.
It's insane.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
I Mr. PC.
I think if this is it, if you gave us all the information, the majority of us agree that it's okay to move on because this person doesn't respect your feelings.
Yo, you guys have allowed the gurus to become a mishmash of
everyone.
Craziness. Victim blaming.
Victim
you know,
blaming.
Caping for the guy that's not even on
here. I'm not victim blaming. I was...
Shawnee, bring some more sage.
I was just presenting
Laura's trying to help Shawnee keep his guru credentials.
Gosh, burn it up.
Laura, land this thing.
God, that's it. So the majority of us feel that you should move on, okay? So say the gurus.
I got to talk to my non-guru brother, Cass One. He sees what's happening here.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Trent, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles was popping.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, I will give you an update on the little TJ shooting. We'll discuss it all. Cover it up next.
Also, call right now. 800-223-9797. You want to be at that Rolling Loud 3-day pass. We got it for you. And if you need layaway, you know you can go to rollingloud.com, $19.99. You can get things popping for layaway, and then you just got to pay it off to get your tickets at the end. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to show up with a little bit of bill left because I don't think they're going to let you in the spot. But anyway, Nicki Minaj, Future, is going down. Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, what's popping, baby?
Listeners, Summer Jam Through the Years is a documentary-style podcast mini-series exploring four summer jams through four decades, hosted by me, Laura Stiles. All episodes of our first season are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Check it out to hear stories from behind the scenes like Jay-Z and Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson!
The year Nicki Minaj refused to perform.
I know there's some chicks here waiting to sing Starships later. I'm not talking to y'all right now.
And how the show went on despite COVID and a hurricane. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.